Israel and the other Palestinian territory, the West Bank, feature prominently in the Christmas story. The story, of course, begins in Nazareth, home to Mary and Joseph, and it moves to Bethlehem, that's where Jesus was born. With Christmas now just 8 days away, the BBC's Alim Makboul is retracing that biblical route, and as Mary and Joseph did, he's doing it by donkey. These days, though, the journey involves crossing from Israel to the West Bank, and that is no easy task. Alim, before you tell us about this task, I want to start off with the obvious. You're no Joseph, right?
No Joseph,
no
and
Mary.
I don't have a pregnant woman with me.
So how come you're doing this?
I've been based here for about a year and a half, and there are these extraordinary places that we've all heard about since we were children: Nazareth, Jericho, Jerusalem, Bethlehem. And to string them all together in this way just seemed a unique opportunity.
Okay, so it seemed like the natural thing to do, especially this time of year. But the journey is, as we said, not easy, and it's long. I mean, the mileage from Nazareth to Bethlehem, roughly 70, 80 miles. As we said, you're doing it with a donkey. I don't know about by donkey. Are you riding this thing, or is he carrying your gear?
Well, it is actually, it's about 80 miles in a straight line. The way we're going, it's about 100 miles around, obviously, the landscape and all of that. In terms of the donkey, he started off, or she, actually, I'm on donkey number 3. I'll come to that in a moment. But they started off just carrying my stuff. But today I did have a little ride, and it was very comfortable, I have to say. The reason I'm on donkey number 3 is this. We started in Nazareth 3 days ago, and I had been trying to get to know a donkey before this walk, so we'd bond and we'd go through all of this together and be great friends. And I thought we had that bond with a donkey called Cynthia. Now, on day one of the trek, she refused to budge an inch. She wouldn't move at all. So we had to plumb for donkey B. And she was fine. She needed a little bit of coaxing. She liked eating a lot. She didn't like moving. But we had an issue with donkey B yesterday on the second day of the trek, because that's when we crossed from Israel into the West Bank. At the checkpoint, the military checkpoint, I was told that I could pass, but the Israeli authorities told me that my donkey's paperwork was not in order and that she would have to be left behind. So we came into the West Bank, into the northern West Bank, and it's today that I met my third donkey, who's an absolute star. She's just been very compliant and very sweet, actually. So I'm very pleased to have her, and just hope that she sticks with me just a little bit longer.
All right. Well, the rest of the story, though, gets a little bit more difficult, because it's not easy, I know, as you're tracing the steps from Nazareth to Bethlehem, to negotiate around the checkpoints, to negotiate around the current politics of the day. Tell us what you've encountered.
Well, look, of course, this journey is about the modern day road to Bethlehem, and to try to understand this complex area through speaking to people along the way. And there are people along the way who face all of these difficulties every day, of course. Now, I was told by the UN that if Mary and Joseph wanted to do this journey today, they'd have to go through 5 permanent military checkpoints, 3 temporary military checkpoints, get a permit to go into Jerusalem.
Is there a sense that you have of anything that you're seeing that they might have seen, understanding how many changes there have been in more than 2,000 years? Do you have any kind of sense of spirituality about this? What are the links?
Actually, I would have said no for the first couple of days. For most of the first couple of days, getting out of Nazareth, there was always traffic that could be heard in the background. But I have to say, this afternoon was really a beautiful walk, a beautiful time to be walking, me and my donkey. And we came up sort of gentle slopes of olive trees to where I am now, which is a village of Zebabdo. I'm at a farmer's hostel, which is just nestled in the olive groves at the top of a mountain with the stars all above us. And it was just on that climb that I thought maybe Mary and Joseph did come here, and maybe they saw exactly what I'm seeing. And to think that not just this story, but so many other stories that we've heard of from the Bible, from the Quran, from the Torah, happened in this region, it's just an extraordinary privilege to be able to walk through these places.
All right. Thank you very much. Nice to hear about your trek. The BBC's Alim Makboul is on a journey retracing the route taken by Mary and Joseph in the days leading up to the birth of Christ. He's also blogging about his trip. In fact, you can find a link to his videos and blog diary at our website, theworld.org. Alim, will check in with you again on Christmas Eve, and looking forward to it.
It'll be my pleasure.